Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Nothing at all. I'm going not too bad. How are you?
We're not doing too bad either. I mean, like a lot of people, we're all in lockdown. Some of us have been in lockdown a lot longer than others. And how are you going in lockdown? How's your mental health? Because, you know, like the rest of us, you haven't seen your family what since the start of June. They're in Sydney, you're in Canberra, and you can't get back to see them. Not just your family, your dog, which is like, you know, the extra child in your household as well.
Absolutely, and it was International Dog Day yesterday. Hey. So I put up a, if anyone wants to see a cute doggy, I put up a little video of my Toto throwing ball to herself. Able to do down steps on Instagram, Albo MP, check it out.
Toto playing by herself. See, that's lockdown life for a dog, isn't it? When your dad's
that's
in
right.
Canberra.
No one to throw the ball to you.
Yeah, poor, the poor thing. Oh my goodness me. It's been a crazy, we're at 9 weeks now lockdown in New South Wales. It's been a tough old run for a lot of people. Now you've got a proposal, $300 on offer if you get elected, so that people will get the double vaccine. What do you reckon, though? You know, the vaccination rates are gone up. We're in a good position now. Do you think it's still relevant?
Of course there is. Does your radio station have prizes? I bet they do.
Yes.
It's not the only reason why people listen, but it's both a reward and an incentive.
Yeah.
The economy basically is really struggling. So giving everyone $300 to spend at the local cafe or in whatever way they wanted to, spending, stimulating around the economy, we're going to need to do some form of economic stimulus. Why wouldn't you attach it to a positive health outcome?
Yeah, I got to say, I remember you and I, we shared breakfast at an AFL grand final. I was performing, and it was kind of where sport and music combined. I got to say, over the last while, the arts have really struggled. There's a lot of posts online, a lot of musicians and people within the industry that are wondering what the future holds for them and how they're going to bounce back. What do you think, from a Labor point of view, is in store for the arts?
Well, they just need more support. They got left behind by the current government. Arts and universities seem to just not register. The nature of the work is that it's casual employment. They don't have a single employer. They didn't get JobKeeper. They missed out on so much support. Mm. They then, organised gigs, which got cancelled.
Yeah.
You've had festivals cancelled. You've had local pubs that have, you know, the local artists, not making a lot of money, just struggling to get by, and all of that cancelled as well because they're closed.
Yeah.
So we need more support. And coming out of the pandemic, we're going to need a bit of joy in our life.
Yes.
And it's the arts and sport. It's those two things are the big things that do it. I've never watched so much rugby league in my life on TV, yeah. I've got to say.
Well, we'll see you for a Damien Leith show and a beer at the North Gong, mate.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, nice. Hey, Anthony, just quickly before you go, you know, on the subject of not places like the North Gong Hotel, but all other local businesses in the area that have been shut down for like 8 weeks. I mean, it feels like every other day there's a business posting online saying, that's it, this is our last week open, and then we're shutting down and we may never reopen again. What's your message to them?
Oh, look, hang in there if you can. And we recognise you're doing it tough. I thought we should have brought back JobKeeper. I argued for it last year. It kept the relationship going between employers and employees and gave a bit of security there. But this one's been really tough. I know I did a Zoom call into my local small businesses a couple of weeks ago, and they were finding this was far more difficult than last year. And we admire what you do. We know you work hard, and I'm sure that we'll get through this. But hopefully, with as few businesses damaged as possible. Mm. But the other message is, of course, to your listeners out there, if you can get vaccinated, please do so. That's the key, getting those numbers up.
Absolutely right. Yes. Well, Albo, we look forward to, if you become Australia's next Prime Minister, mate, we look forward to you continuing your great association with the Illawarra and an economic package that will really boost the Illawarra as we come out of this COVID period, mate. Great to catch up and enjoy the weekend, Albo.
Thanks very much. Stay safe, everyone.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien?
Yes?
I want you to be honest with me.
Oh, be careful.
Do you reckon I'm bad at repaying my debts?
Oh, like to society?
No, just to people. More monetary debts.
Monetary debts. Look, I don't know what you like as repaying, but I do know when it comes to actually paying in general, you're not very good because when we first met, you constantly went to places with me, cafes and things like that, and said, oh, I'll have a cappuccino and I'll have this, and oh, I forgot my wallet. You did that. You actually did that about, I'd say, five different occasions. Mm. You conveniently forgot your wallet. Mm. You know, so
I feel.
I don't know if that kind of leads you in the right direction here because, yeah, maybe you're dodgy.
Look, it kind of might help with my defense.
Oh, okay.
That I'm forgetful. But my husband and my mum last night were both ganging up on me and they were teasing me about the fact that I never repay. If I borrow money, I never repay. Because, like, quite often Mama Jude will be out and about and I'll be like, oh, Mum, could you pick up this for me? Oh. Or could you grab this for me when you're at the shops? And so she'll get it. And then now she's just started going back to my husband and going, oh, Milko, it was $20. I'm like, hey, what do you need to go to him to get the money? And she goes, because you don't pay me back.
Oh, my God. She's bypassing you.
Oh, no. I'm like, what do you mean I don't pay you back? And she goes, well, you do, but it takes you a while. She goes, when I get you something for you, I'll come back and I'll give you the receipt. I'll even highlight what it was in the receipt and I'll write down the total and then I'll hand it to you. 2 days later, nothing. So then I'll write you a little note, just reminding you of what you owe me and how much you need to give me. And I'll leave that on the kitchen bench, in the middle of the bench. Nothing. So then I'll send you a text message. Oh, Jay, don't forget about the money that you owe me.
Jeez.
And then I still get nothing. She goes, I do everything short of grabbing you by the hand and taking you to the ATM, and I still don't get the money back from you. And I'm like, Mum, it's not that I don't want to pay you back. I just forget.
No, that doesn't sound like you forget. I'm sorry. That is a very convenient thing there. I forget. Four different occasions you forget. Sounds like you know, this is a technique. This is something you've crafted over the years.
If Jade forgets, let me tell you, I've known Jade for 20 years. She's been forgetting for 20 years about those payments.
Look, it's long-term memory loss, Straney, okay?
Oh, my God.
It's a thing.
Yes, and none of us in the Illawarra are surprised by it, Jade Tonta. None of us.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
All right, this morning we've been talking about Christmas. Yes, strangely enough, in August we are talking about Christmas, but I think it all comes down to the very simple idea that we're all looking for something to look forward to. Mm. All right, we've been in lockdown for so long. All of our kids are feeling that. All of us adults are feeling. And, you know, in tough times, we always lean towards those memories or those things, those comforts that we can kind of look forward to. And Christmas is just one of those. In the Leith household, as you know, over the last while, we've been playing games of ruining things by adding a word, okay? And the Illawarra has also joined in on this because we put up a meme on various different things. We've ruined books. We've ruined movies. Mm. Today, in the spirit of Christmas, we're going to ruin a Christmas song with one word.
Da-da-da-da. Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Yeah! Oh, my God!
All right, now, unfortunately, not everything makes the top five. Things have yourself a marijuana Christmas.
A
marijuana Christmas. It did not make the final.
Oh, what a shame. Didn't make the top five.
12 days of quarantine Christmas did not make it either.
How not?
Oh, 12 days of quarantine.
No, it didn't make it. No, it didn't make it. Walking in a nuclear winter wonderland didn't make it either, okay?
I can understand why.
All right, the ones that did make it, what about this song? You all know this one. Oh, there's Kelly.
Oh, yes, Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Christmas. Lovely.
What if it was, I'll be homeschooled for Christmas.
Oh, no, you're going to sing everyone.
Oh, no, I'm not going to sing everyone.
That is a Christmas nightmare. That's what that is.
I'll be homeschooled for Christmas.
What about this one? All I want for Christmas is my two vaccines.
Oh,
my two
nice. That's a good one. You are singing more. Now, what's number three?
Okay, number three. Okay, very famous song. All right, goes like this.
Most famous of Christmas songs, I reckon.
Yeah.
Silent Night?
It is a gorgeous song.
One of the first Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Well, you ruin it very simply by calling it Silent But Deadly Night or Silent Fart Night.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look. I don't mean
the word fart and he laughed.
Yeah, he had to get it in somewhere.
I don't make this stuff up, okay? I'm innocent of all things going on here. I think I did 4 and 5 there in one shot, didn't I?
All right, okay.
All right,
just double vaxxed it. What are we going?
All right, here's our winner. All right, okay. You remember this song? Baby, I want to yacht and ring. All right. That's a gorgeous song. That's Kylie Minogue, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Good version.
What if it was Santa Baby Shark Shark Shark?
Oh, my God.
That's a Christmas nightmare right there. When your kids going around going, Santa Baby Shark Shark Shark, Santa Baby Shark Shark.
He's your friend, Jade. He's your friend.
I don't know about that.
That is a nightmare right there. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong
Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, he joins us this morning, mate. I bet you were kicking yourself last week.
No, because I predicted the winner, and that was the main thing.
Yes.
So, okay. Good morning, gang. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Jamie. Yes.
Oh. Good morning.
No, good morning for me.
He said gang.
Oh, I thought he said Jade, Adam, and then nothing for me.
No, you and I are collective now, Damien.
We're just a gang. Okay.
Sowie, it's probably the oldest clash in rugby league, this game. The Roosters up against the Rabbitohs. So let's get straight to it. Best clash of the weekend. What's your score?
Yeah, I think South Sydney are going to be too good tonight. I just think they've got too many points in them after last week. They'll be ready to go again, and the Roosters probably aren't at their strongest. We all know that. So I can see a score of about 30 points to 6.
Ooh, that's just annihilation.
Yes, that is.
That's rough.
Wow. Mopping the floor. Oh, Sowie, the Women's Rugby League being postponed for the rest of the year. So they're going to have two comps next year?
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, Jade, because they're looking at running one early in the year, and probably the confusing thing that people don't know about is they're like, why don't you just run the competition? Well, they're not full-time athletes, so they've got to get time off work and work around their families and stuff like that. So you've got that. Yeah. But then you've also got to have it prime time for TV viewing as well. And, we saw last year that the State of Origin ratings really struggled at the end of the year. So I think it should be a standalone competition before the NRL. We're all craving the league to come back every single year. I don't mind having it before the NRL and let them stand on their own. So they'll have two competitions next year and hopefully that doesn't put too many of them out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Some classy players in the NRLW. They're great.
Oh, it's so good. It's just a shame that they can't make it their full-time gig and they have to work around family and work.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey, Sally, I see you put up a post on your Instagram. You started manscaping, I see. He's put up a zero trimmer. Now, you've showed your face, but this is an all-over body manscaper.
Oh.
How are you feeling? Are you itchy?
No, Damien, I've been manscaping for a long while, unlike you two palookas. I just had to get rid of the beard. It was getting untidy, as one of my bosses said, and it was time to go, so I just decided to trim it up. But I've been manscaping for a long time.
He's a manscaper from way back.
He had two photos on his Instagram. He had the box in front of his face, and then the next one was the reveal, and I said, no, can you have the photo back of the box in front of his face, please, mate?
Scandalous. Hey, Sally, what do you reckon about it? See, Payne Haas there, these long contracts that people are being offered, what do you reckon? Is that a good idea, for younger players to get long contracts like that with really no options of moving?
6 years or something, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one because you want that financial security.
Yeah.
But you also, if you look at Jason Tamalolo now, the game's sort of outgrown his style of player, so they're not actually getting money for their contract at the moment. So, yeah, Payne Haas is young enough. He's always going to be in the front row. That's why I think Jason Tamalolo will move into the front row more permanently. But, yeah, it depends on what the deal is. I mean, if you're a young kid right now, I don't see why you would be signing anything longer than 2 or 3 years based on the fact that you're going to have inflation at some stage because the world's going to return and everyone's going to want to go to the footy and crowd numbers, everything's going to go back up. So, I'd be holding off and just get 3 years at what you can get and then, get that big one the next time. But good luck to Payne Haas. I don't think he'll sign 6 years. I think he'll sign somewhere around that 3 to 4 and get his cash.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what it's all about too, because as you've said on numerous occasions, Sowie, it's only a very limited window that the players have to get the coin and to look after themselves, their family, and secure their future
as well. Right.
And we don't begrudge that. You think about the welfare of not only the club but the player as well. So, look, I know that'll be one topic of agenda tomorrow on the Sideline View with Stolze. It's between 1 and 4. Sowie, look forward to catching up soon, eh?
Yeah, we've also been doing Sowie's cooking tips in lockdown. We've been doing Sowie's party tips. And we might even evaluate Damien Leith's Monday night performances. Just to try and get a few more. We can't have bums on seats, but maybe eyes on screen.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He's been struggling with the numbers. So.
Yeah,
I like your stuff.
He's been struggling with the numbers. He knows.
Well, you know what, Sowie? There's a new thing that you can do with Facebook. You can invite people in. So this Monday, I'd like you to be a guest on the Facebook Live and sing us a little song.
There we go. That's nice.
That's an official invite.
Damien, is that a paid invite or is that just a, hey, mate, can you come and boost up?
It's a boost.
That's a mate's rate. It's zero.
Yeah, I can't make it, unfortunately. I something on that night, but if not, I'm pretty sure I am busy. I will give it a like, a sympathy like.
All right.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it. That's all right.
I'll take anything. Sally. We'll catch up real soon, mate. Good on you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Christmas is really in the air at my household.
Yes.
I mean, Lulu mistook my husband Milko for Santa Claus when he was in her bedroom sleeping next to her in bed.
It's a common misconception there, but that's all right. Yeah. He's getting pretty hairy.
He's getting a little bit of a beer belly. And my 18-year-old Alani just said out of nowhere, Mum, we should watch a Christmas movie every week in the lead up to Christmas because, well, there's really not much else to look forward to. But, we love Christmas in this house and it makes you feel good. So why don't we get into the Christmas spirit? I'm like, that is a great idea. Until I realised how many weeks till Christmas. So, that's 18 Christmas movies. 18!
18 Christmas movies. You've probably got about, what? Do you reckon there's only a dozen really good ones?
No, there's way more than that.
No way.
Way
no
more.
No way. There is not more than 12 good Christmas movies.
They're only
movies.
The greatest movies ever made.
Jade's got to sit through 6 crap Christmas movies.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
It could potentially be 18, but that's why I want your help, Illawarra. What is your favourite Christmas movie? So one that I know is going to make the lineup is this movie because it's my favourite Christmas movie.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
Yes.
Oh, my God! Yes. Yeah.
I love it.
We have that movie on our iTunes Movies account because that is the go-to for our family.
Same. Yeah. So that's 1 week. I've only got 17 to go.
But wait, I'm going to make a recommendation for you because I think this is the best movie of all time, Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's black and white. Okay, it's a black and white. It's an old movie. But it is beautiful. George Bailey. He is the main character. It's all about what would life be like if he wasn't in the world around Christmas time. And it's a gorgeous movie, and it's the miracle of Christmas and the whole lot. It's beautiful.
What did I just say?
It's just a grab from the movie there, Jade.
No. I'm gonna do a quote, okay? Just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it, and I'll pull it down, see? Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Mary. That's my impersonation.
No, it's very good.
Hang on a minute. Is that a what? It's a Wonderful Life, or you know, let's go. We're gonna get down in flames like Jesse James. Like a, it sounds
no,
like a Western.
No, no, it's Jimmy's. It's Jimmy Stewart.
It was him doing. I thought it was Damien doing Forrest Gump. I thought when's Forrest Gump been in a Christmas movie?
It was Liam Neeson in a Christmas movie called A Wonderful.
Yeah, Illawarra.
Just give me the word now.
What is your favorite Christmas
Santa's
movie?
Oh
help
God.
Me.
Yes.
Thanks for your contribution, Damien, but I need some help of other people.
Just say the word, see?
Oh,
Lorinda is in Dapto.
Christmas Vacation.
Yes. That
Chevy
is
Chase.
Yes. Do you remember that movie? Like our family, we all sit down on Boxing Day. It's a tradition just after lunch, and everybody in the family has to watch
it. Any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me?
I have one. I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight.
With a big ribbon on his head.
Because he fought, the boss doesn't give him a raise.
That's right.
It's a great movie, isn't it? Everything goes wrong.
Everything goes wrong.
And anything exactly you can imagine wrong. Goes wrong.
We're going to continue to go to Thoreau. Hi, Renee.
I've got to say the Grinch.
Oh, you're the Grinch. Yes. Oh, no, I don't mean you're the Grinch.
You're the
you
Grinch.
Like the Grinch.
Wow. I'm green and fuzzy.
Now, which Grinch are we talking about? Are we talking Jim Carrey? Or are we talking the Cumberbatch Benedict, whatever his name was, the remake that he made not long ago?
I think the Jim Carrey one. The facials on that are just,
Great. Exactly.
Amazing. It's so funny. It scares Arwen a little bit, my four-year-old, his outfit. I think it took him like 8 hours every day to get made up as the Grinch.
It did. Imagine 8 hours. 8 hours to become the Grinch.
Full on. Awful. Full on dedication.
We're going across the road to the Warrawong Medical Centre. Cool. And Karen's online.
Actually, you've mentioned a couple. So the Polar Express. The Christmas Vacation every Christmas night. But Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yes.
That's got the little girl out of Matilda.
Yeah, that's
she was
her.
Matilda, wasn't she? Yes. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm putting that down.
That was originally a black and white movie as well that they remade. See, that's been made a few times. Yeah. Gorgeous movie. See,
we didn't have to delve into the archives for that one, though, Damien, because everybody remembers it.
And we all went to the Attenborough version, the more recent one.
Yeah. You know, one that's generally on the top of a lot of people's lists?
Gremlins.
Yeah! I'm gonna kill that kid!
Come and get me!
Here it is.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Great Christmas movie as well.
So good.
No one mentioned Die Hard. Die Hard is the quintessential Christmas movie. All right? It has all the Christmas values of people coming together. You know, doing something as a gang of people.
Yes.
And if you don't Christmas do the trees. Right thing, you'll get blown up.
Exactly right, Jade.